caucus will elect her to be Speaker of the House again, but Representative Nancy Pelosi delivered a victory speech to the American public after Democrats retook the House during Tuesday's midterm elections.
Today is more than about Democrats and Republicans. It's about restoring the Constitution's checks and balances to the Trump administration.
Now, the world is beginning to react today to the shift in legislative power. In Israel, the Deputy Minister for Public Diplomacy, Michael Oren, suggests that while curtailing President Trump's energies domestically, his foreign policy strategies will be moving to the forefront, especially in regard to a Palestinian peace plan.
And my assumption is that he will be pressing his peace plan more rigorously in the future. My own advice as a member of the Israeli government is that we study very seriously and take seriously this peace plan and try to respond to it as flexibly and openly as possible.
Meanwhile, Nabil Shaath, he's the international affairs advisor to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, seems to think that having Democrats in more control will improve the peace process.
The Democrats in the United States are getting closer to a position that may lead eventually to a peace process in the area, whereas his policy has really been a very difficult one to understand. It does not get us anywhere closer to a peace process. On the contrary, I think it makes it very difficult to reach a peace process.
Shaath also welcomed the election of an American-Palestinian Muslim woman to the House of Representatives as a step in the right direction. Actually, two Muslim women were elected to Congress. Among the winners were several first-time candidates, including two Native American women, one of them openly gay. They will be among the 100 women who will be sworn in when the new Congress takes over in January. This is VOA News. As Americans took to the polls on Tuesday, social media trolls targeted U.S.